We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Come on, Debs.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, Kevin Fernio, Fern from Blue Sky Radio. Usually happy to sit behind a microphone. You don't get to see the voice. But that's not the case today. We've come along to meet up with the fabulous team here at Dougie Mac on Barlaston Road. We are with Deb Vickers, our very, very good friend, who, as you'll probably know, is head of business and also head of community fundraising.
I am.
We're going to be talking about a very, very special date. Hence, here we are in our very best festive gear. We're going to be talking about 8th of December.
We are.
A very, very important date because, Debs, do your bit.
In a festive knit.
She's very good at this. Do your bit in a festive knit. Tell us more.
So the 8th of December is our Christmas jumper day. So this originally started with the Donna Louise in about 2016, and they made it a really big event. And then obviously, as most of your listeners will probably know, we merged with Dougie Mac, and we're all one hospice now. So we're taking this forward, carrying on the great work that they've done, and it's going to be a really big fundraiser for us. And the concept's very, very simple. You buy a Christmas jumper, you sign up all your friends and colleagues and schools, make a donation to Dougie Mac and help provide the care that we provide.
The simplest of ideas, they're always the best ideas, I like to think.
Yes, yeah? Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely so. I've been onto social media and I've seen the logo, you know, do your bit in a festive knit and also sign up. How do we go about signing up? Who should we be getting involved with then?
So it's going on the website, so that's dougiemac.org.uk and Christmas Jumper Day, you sign up so you get your business... Sorry.
Okay. No, did you want me to ask that question again?
Yes, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, okay. Because we'll edit through this. So I've been onto social media. Do your bit in a festive knit. We've got all the baubles and we've got some fabulous festive jumpers on show. You're also encouraging people to sign up. Who do we sign up with?
So you go on the website, so that's dougiemac.org.uk, and we have a registration page there. So you pop your details in, we send you a fundraising pack, and there's also loads of downloadables on there. So if you feel like doing anything extra, we've got sweepstakes, we've got some Christmas jumper bunting to make. So yeah, all on our website.
And the wonderful thing about this particular campaign, you can do it by yourself, or you can do it with a team of friends, work colleagues, those at school, those at your local theatre drama group,
any group. Like, say, if you're at work, get the group of you in the office or your school, or, you know, bus drivers. We've got you can see the posters on our buses. Anybody, so wear a jumper, donate some money. Simple, anyone.
Now, both of us are here in our finest festive gear. I like yours, by the way. We've got Santa Claus there, and I love his red nose.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit tatty, though.
Oh, no, I love
getting
it.
A bit tatty now.
We've got the snowflakes, and can you read across the front of my jumper here?
It says, I've been nice.
I've been nice, as you can see, I've been nice. But then, my sequins, because it's a sequins patch.
Nice.
And if you go like that, look, I can wipe it, and I've been naughty! Hope Santa isn't listening.
I hope he's not listening as well.
We might need a new jumper in the run-up to the 25th.
Yes.
And if we're going to do our bit in...
a festive knit.
In a festive knit, then where should we be heading to get our new jumper from?
So any of our Dougie Mac shops around the city. So we've got 21 shops. And from the 6th of November, they will be well-stocked with Christmas jumpers. So go in, donate your old one, get a new one. Once Bonfire Night's out of the way, head to one of our shops and we'll be able to sort you out.
It's great to be here with you at the hospice to talk about something in the run-up to Christmas. The backdrop, of course, all of the work, the important work you're doing with regards patients and their families. Do they get something out of this?
Well, hopefully they'll be getting lots of the money that's raised that obviously pays for the care. We've got quite a lot of things going on actually in the hospice and in the community as well. So our wellbeing centre, we've got a party in there on Christmas Jumper Day. Mm-hmm. So any outpatients, but also inpatients and their families can come along. The young adults down the road are having their Christmas party on that day. But it is all about raising the money, raising the profile, getting the community feel, you know, really getting us together. Have a bit of fun. You know, Christmas is a hard time for some people, and we appreciate that. But the simplest things really are the best. And in terms of get a jumper, make a donation, and then we can afford to provide that care for all of our patients and service users.
Would I be right in saying for some patients and for some of the families of the patients in question who are here at the Dougie Mac, the festive knit, it's a wonderful distraction?
I would say it probably is, to be honest. I mean, the hospice, you've been a couple of times, and I think anybody who's been, when you walk in, it doesn't feel perhaps how you expect it to feel, and people think it's a really sad place, and obviously there are occasions when it is sad, but we do try to make everybody's sort of experience here a happy one, and these kind of events do really help with that. Also, though, being very sensitive that if there is somebody who perhaps is approaching the end of their life, that we would be very, very mindful of that, and you know, and make sure that we work with them to make sure that they're happy with the situation, the families are happy with the situation as well. But generally speaking, it's, you know, especially with the children, I've been down today running around. I thought I was going to get chased at one point by a little kid with a sword and fancy dress, which is obviously just fantastic to see, because it just shows where the money goes in providing the care for them to have that normal experience. So we really, really do try, but we really, really need everybody to get behind us as well.
Okay, I'm sure listeners to Blue Sky Radio are going to be across this one and doing everything that they possibly can. I just want to come back to Blue Sky Radio as a radio station. And on the 8th of December, something rather special, because it's an opportunity for me to bring my show to your place.
It is, and we're very, very much looking forward to it as well. We've already said we've got brews on, we've got hot chocolate, going to look after you. So see how many disastrous or amazing Christmas jumpers there are. Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Really, really good. Looking forward to it.
Really looking forward to bringing Blue Sky Radio's mid-morning show to Dougie Mac here on Barlaston Road on the 8th of December. Again, it is so, so key that we point out the more people that get involved, the better. Yep. And if you are going to get yourself a new Christmas jumper, and why would you not?
Exactly. Why?
Why would you not?
Why not, indeed?
I mean, I've got a collection of them.
You need to bring them in, don't you? You do need to bring them in.
I need to grow up, some might suggest, but I seriously. No. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure, but I've got a collection of Christmas jumpers. It's like, which one to wear?
Who doesn't love a Christmas jumper?
Exactly, exactly. So, if we are going to get a new Christmas jumper, where should we be heading?
Dougie Mac shop.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. And again, if we do have listeners who are inspired by this conversation, what we're saying in the drive forward to the 8th of December, they want to be part and parcel of it. Again, social media, how do we get in touch?
So sign up on our website, that's dougiemac.org.uk.
On a need-to-know basis, have you been good or have you been rather naughty this year?
Oh, I couldn't possibly share that.
We've got an outside broadcast from Dougie Mac here on Barlaston Road on the 8th of December. By that point, Debs, I might just get an answer from you. Mm.